So the last couple weeks in the diocese, we've been doing some vocations promotions by playing basketball games between a team of priests and a team of seminarians. And they've gone pretty well, actually. I don't want to brag here. Well, actually, I do want to brag a little bit. We played three games, and the priests are 3-0, so praise God for that. We played a game at Aurora Central Catholic and at Boylan Catholic High School, and then this last week we played a game at Marion High School in Woodstock. And we got to the game, and there were only 5 priests that showed up to play, so that meant we had no subs for the game. And they're not short games, we're playing full college-style games, 2 20-minute halves. And so we knew from the outset that it was going to be a tough game without any rest. And so about 10 minutes into the game, we took a timeout, and we just all got over to the bench, and we were all gassed, you know. We're chugging our Gatorades, huffing and puffing, and the outlook was a little bit bleak at that point. But then there was a little kid sitting a few rows behind us. He was probably 4 years old or so, and we heard him start shouting encouragement to us. He's like, "Yeah, you guys are awesome. Keep going, you know, keep playing hard." It was really cool. And at one point he said something like, "You guys are even better than the Bulls." And it was awesome encouragement. And I thought about that moment where that happened as I was preparing for this homily today, as I was preparing for the gospel. And I realized that it wasn't so much the content of that kid's statement that was valuable to us. I mean, obviously, that statement's not even close to being true. We're not anywhere near as good as the Bulls, right? So it's not the content, it's not the statement itself that was valuable to us, but rather it was the love, it was the encouragement, it was the confidence that was behind that statement that was really valuable in that moment. And I think we need to bring that same mindset to this gospel story today. So let's think about this for a second. Jesus Christ is God himself, the creator of all that exists. And he consents to become part of his creation, to be born among us. And this story we have today is about the Magi who come to adore him to bring him these gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now gold, we know what that is. It's a metal dug out of the ground that's valuable in the world. Frankincense and myrrh are both, they're like fragrances. They're perfume sort of. They're used and burned as incense. And they're derived from trees. They're tree resin, basically. So what's happening here? These Magi are bringing the God of the universe gifts of metal that comes from the ground and resin that comes from trees. So we realize that it can't be the content of the gifts themselves that are pleasing to God. Why would we still remember these Magi today and celebrate this Feast of the Epiphany if that's all that it was? Because we realize that God doesn't need these things. He doesn't need the gold. He doesn't need the frankincense and the myrrh. So why do we still remember these Magi today? Obviously, it's because of the love behind the gifts. It's because of the adoration they were giving. It's because of the homage that they were paying to him by giving him these gifts. So again, it's not so much the content of the gift, but rather the love that's behind it. That's the most important thing. And we have to realize this, brothers and sisters, in our spiritual lives as well. Certainly, we're called to receive gifts from the Lord. We receive many blessings from him in prayer, while we receive the sacraments in our lives, all sorts of great things that the Lord gives us. We're meant to receive those with joy. But we have to realize, too, that we're also meant to give the Lord gifts. We're meant to give him ourselves as gifts. We're meant to give him our time, our talents, our treasure, as they say. We're meant to do these things with love. We have to see that if we're doing these things, if we're giving our time, our talent, our treasure, ourselves to God in sort of a begrudging way or resentful way, maybe, it's not going to be as valuable. It's not going to be as valuable as it should be. Now, the content of our gifts, of our time, our money, all of that, that's important. Definitely it is. But we realize, too, that what's more important is the love that's behind it. So the important for us the important thing for us then is to continue to grow in our love for God. And the more we grow in that love for Him, the more meaningful our gifts to Him and to His church will be, the more pleasing they will be to Him. So then the question becomes, okay, well, how do we grow in our love for God? The first step in growing in love of anybody is to know them more deeply. You can't love somebody that you don't know. And married couples, you know this about your spouse. Think back to the time when you first met. You wanted to know everything about them. And the more that you knew about them, the more that you were able to love them. And hopefully it's still that way in your marriage. Hopefully you're still getting to know each other. Hopefully you're still learning more and more about the other person. And through that knowledge, you're growing to love them more and more. It's the same with God. God is a personal God. Three persons, one God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The more that we know about God, the more that we can grow in our love of Him. And so at this point, I want to throw in a quick plug for a program that our parish is using. It's basically a website or an app. It's called formed.org. All of this is in the bulletin, too, by the way. It's on page 3, so make sure you pick up a bulletin on the way out. But basically, this website is just full of great Catholic resources. It's got videos, talks, books, articles, all sorts of great ways that you can grow in your knowledge of God and of His church and the things that we believe in and why we believe them. There's all sorts of incredible resources. And the best thing about it is that it's free for you guys. The parish pays the subscription, and all you have to do is use the little access code that's in the bulletin. Go to the website, give them your name, your email address, the access code, and you're right there. You have access to this treasure chest of knowledge about God. So again, make sure you take a bulletin today and check that out when you get home. Because that's the first step. We have to know God before we can grow in love of Him. And then the second step, of course, is to take that knowledge that we get, that growth that we receive, and bring it to our prayer. Bring it to Mass with you when you receive the Eucharist. Bring those things to God. Ask Him to inflame your heart with that love of Him. Ask the Holy Spirit to set you on fire so that you can grow in that love, so that you can grow in that devotion, and so that your gifts from that point on will be more and more pleasing to the Lord when you give those things over to Him. Just like the gifts of the Magi were to Jesus, just like that gift from that little boy was helpful to us in the basketball game. So brothers and sisters, in this new year, 2018, let us be very committed to growing in our knowledge and love of Jesus Christ our Lord. When we do this, He will certainly help us. He'll certainly give us that grace that we need to continue moving forward. He will be very pleased with our efforts. And He will continue to help us grow and be those disciples that He's calling us to be, so that He can glorify Himself in everything that we do in our lives.